If you would turn with me to John chapter 21.
请大家翻开约翰福音第二十一章。
May the peace of Christ be with you this morning.
愿神的平安与你们同在。
May God be glorified this morning, and may His favor rest upon you.
愿神的名得荣耀，愿他的恩惠与我们同在。
And it is great to see young people serving.
很高兴看到年轻人在我们当中侍奉。
And I can't believe that I'm saying that because I'm not that old, but I'm qualified enough to call them young.
我很难以置信的是我这样来对他们说话，因为我自己也并不是太老，但是呢我是有资格跟他们这样说。
And I hope that you've been encouraged to see that there are young people who are willing to step forward to serve.
希望看到这些年轻人愿意站起来侍奉，你也被激励。
And I hope it's not just us feeling, yeah, good job, but we ourselves are encouraged into action, that we ourselves will also serve.
像我们看到不只是他们做得很好，而且呢也激励我们，我们自己也可以参与到侍奉里面。
And we can see that they have overcome something that is not easy, and that is the language barrier.
所以我们看到他们要克服这语言的障碍，实在是不容易的一件事情。
But truly to serve everyone in the community, that is the second mile that they will walk.
但是在这个要侍奉这个一个大的群体，他们实在是走了额外的一里路。
And so hopefully,We will be encouraged into action to serve one another.
So, 希望我们也被激励，我们一起彼此侍奉。
Well, today we will learn from John chapter 21.
今天我们要学习约翰福音二十一章。
The title of the sermon is "Follow the Love Who Loves."
今天的讲到的题目是跟随那爱的爱。
Because love is first and foremost a who and not a what.
爱呢，讲到的是谁，而不是说是什么。
And so love is a person, not just a perception.
爱是一个人，而不是一个理念。
And our pursuit is not for an elusive idea or description, but for a real and living and divine person.
我们要追寻的不是一个概念，而是一个真实的、活着的、神圣的人。
Our pursuit is for the God-man Jesus Christ.
我们所追求的是神人基督。
As John would write in his first letter,
在约翰写他的第一封书信的时候
He wrote that God is love.
他说神就是爱。
Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in him.
住在爱里的也就住在神里的，神也住在他里面。
This is a relationship.
这是一个关系。
It is our connection to a person.
这是跟一个人的连接。
And so we will be asked to follow the love who loves.
所以我们今天要来挑战我们自己，要跟随那爱的爱。
This is the message of John 21.
这就是约翰福音二十一章的信息。
Just as Jesus lovingly restored Peter and called on Peter to follow him,
就像耶稣坚固彼得并呼召彼得去跟随他。
Jesus lovingly restores all of his disciples and call on them to follow him.
耶稣也坚固他所有的门徒，也呼召他们去跟随他。
And so if we are Christians, meaning if we are Jesus' disciples,
如果我们是基督徒，那我们都是基督的门徒。
that he will restore each of us and call on us to follow him.
他也会坚固我们每一个人，也呼召我们每一个人去跟随他。
We're going to read a few portions of John chapter 21.
我们将从约翰福音二十一章里面选摘一些来诵读。
We'll always start with English and then we'll follow up with the Chinese reading.
我们先用英语读，然后我们再用中文读。
Let's read verse 12 together.
让我们读十二节。
The English speakers first, I mean. 1, 2, 3. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." None of the disciples dared ask him, "Who are you?" They knew it was the Lord.
我们再用中文来读十二节。耶稣说，你们来吃早饭。门徒中没有一个人敢问他，你是谁？因为知道是主。
The next portion is verses 15 to 17.
下面一段是十五节到十七节。
1, 2, 3. When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you truly love me more than these?" "Yes, Lord," he said, you know that I love you. Jesus said, feed my lambs. Again, Jesus said, Simon, son of John, do you truly love me? He answered, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Jesus said, take care of my sheep. The third time he said to him, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, do you love me? He said, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Jesus said, feed my sheep.
他们吃完了早饭，耶稣西门彼得说：“约翰西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？”彼得说：“主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。”耶稣对他说：“你喂养我的小羊。”耶稣第二次又对他说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？”彼得说：“主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。”耶稣说：“你喂养我的羊。” 第三次对他说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？”彼得因为耶稣第三次对他说：“你爱我吗？”就忧愁，对耶稣说：“主啊，你是无所不知的，你知道我爱你。”耶稣说：“你喂养我的羊。”The
last portion we'll read from verses 20 to 22.
就是20到22节。
1, 2, 3. Peter turned and saw that the disciple whom Jesus loved was following them. This was the one who had leaned back against Jesus at the supper and had said, Lord, who is going to betray you? When Peter saw him, he asked, Lord, what about him? Jesus answered, if I want him to remain alive until I return, what is that to you? You must follow me.
一起中文读。 彼得转过来看见耶稣所爱的那门徒跟着，就说：“主啊，卖你的是谁的那门徒？”彼得看见他，就问耶稣说：“主啊，这人将来如何？”耶稣对他说：“我要他等到我来的时候与你合干，你跟从我吧。”Let
us pray.
我们一同祷告。
Dearest Abba,
亲爱的阿爸父神,
may your spirit fill us with understanding this morning.
我们祈求你,
and teach us to love your Son, Jesus Christ. Bring us into deep fellowship with you, God. And in that bond of deep, sweet love,
在这样一个爱的当中,
we will follow Christ Jesus, whom we confess is our Lord and Savior. And by His precious name we pray and believe.
奉他的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
So John 21 tells us, just as Jesus restored Peter and called on Peter to follow Him,
约翰福音21章告诉我们，正如耶稣去兼顾彼得，并且呼召彼得去跟随他。
Jesus restores all of his disciples and calls on them to follow him.
耶稣也兼顾所有的门徒，也呼召他们去跟随他。
So in verses 1 to 14, we'll see that Jesus lovingly provided for the disciples.
从第一节到14节，我们看到耶稣在爱中给他们的门徒这样一个供应。
And in verses 15 to 17, it's recorded on how Jesus lovingly restored Peter.
从15节到17节，我们看到耶稣在爱中兼顾彼得。
In verses 18 to 19, Jesus lovingly called on Peter to follow him.
从18节到19节，耶稣在爱中呼召彼得去跟随他。
And from verses 20 to 22, we see that Jesus has this loving sovereign will for each and every of his disciples.
从20到22节，我们看到耶稣有对所有的门徒都有他的主权。
Let's look a little more at verses 1 to 14.
让我们一同来看第1到14节。
Here we see that Jesus lovingly provided for the disciples.
我们看到这里耶稣在爱中给他门徒有丰富的供应。
And we come to a very familiar scene.
我们看到一个很熟悉的场景。
It is by the sea.
就是在海边。
And there's this act of fishing.
就是有些人在打鱼。
And we can recall the first time that Jesus called on the disciples to follow him.
我们可以回想起耶稣第一次呼召他的门徒的时候。
And so in this encounter between Jesus and seven of his disciples,
在这一次耶稣跟七位门徒相遇,
we see that Jesus will provide for the disciples in terms of their physical needs.
我们可以看到耶稣提供给他们的门徒解决他们的实际的需要
their financial needs
他们的经济上的需要
and Jesus will continue to reveal himself to those disciples
基督继续地向他们显现
this is after the resurrection
这是复活以后
and so Jesus as that shepherd he gave a parable that as a shepherd they will go out and search for that missing lamb or sheep
耶稣给的一个预言就是作为一个牧羊人他会出去寻找失丧的羊
and so this is his demonstration that he is that shepherd who will go out to the disciples and continue to bring them back into the flock
这就是一个实际的展示耶稣亲自的去寻找这些门徒并把他们带回来
the opening of this chapter tells us that the disciples have returned back to their old line of work
这一章的一开始就告诉我们这些门徒们都已经回去重操旧业了
and we should be careful to not immediately pass on judgment to say oh they've given up on Jesus
我们不应该马上去谴责他们说他们已经放弃了耶稣
because we do not know if they were simply passing time
我们不知道他们是只是想要打发时光
or that they were using something very familiar to somehow bring some calmness to this very tumultuous time
还是他们希望能够做一些熟悉的事情，所以让他们在这混乱当中能够得到一点的平静。
Or that indeed they were very confused about their future.
或者是他们对将来完全就是不知所措。
And we shouldn't pass this immediate judgment because this is not the first time that they have seen the risen Lord.
我们不应该去谴责他们，因为这个已经不是他们第一次看到这复活的主了。
And we see that within the disciples, Peter is still regarded as the leader.
我们看在门徒当中。彼得还是一个这个领导者
Even though he has denied Christ at the trial of Christ
即使是他已经否认了基督三次
Because Peter says I'm going out to fish
彼得说我打鱼去
And the disciples said I will follow you
其他说我们也和你同去
And this brings to mind what Jesus said to Peter
这就让我想起耶稣向彼得所说的
This is in Luke chapter 22
这是在路加福音二十二章。
Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift you as wheat, but I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail, and when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers.
耶稣说：“西门，西门，撒旦想要得着你们，好塞你们像塞麦子一样。但我已经为你祈求，叫你不致失了信心。你回头以后要坚固你的弟兄。”
So clearly, Jesus knew that Peter will still be the leader among the brothers.
So, 耶稣知道彼得还是一个领头人。
And we'll see that it is Peter whom Jesus so endearingly called Simon, Simon. He is the one who Jesus will personally restore.
就是这个耶稣亲自亲切的呼喊他西门西门的这样的一个彼得，耶稣会亲自的去坚固他。
So we know that the disciples were fishing all night and they caught nothing.
我们知道这些门徒们打了一晚上的鱼，什么都没抓到。
And it is from this inability to catch fish that Jesus again provided for them.
在这个他们无可奈何的情景之下，耶稣给他们提供了供应。
So it's the same old story of a fruitless night.
这也是一个同样的一个故事，就是打鱼一无所得。
John tells us that, but that night they caught nothing.
约翰告诉我们说，他们打了一晚上的鱼，什么都没抓到。
And then it comes the same old story of an incredible catch.
同样的，他们抓到很多鱼，也是一个很熟悉的故事。
John tells us the large number of fish, and the fish was large, and 153 of them.
约翰告诉我们，他们抓了那些153条的大鱼。
It's like all of us are fish in the net right now, 153.
正如我们都是
fish.
正如我们都是网里面的鱼一样，只有153条。
And amazingly, the net remained intact.
很奇妙的是，这个网没有破。
So we can see that Jesus gave the instructions to assist the disciples.
So we can see that Jesus gave them such an instruction to assist the disciples.
In verse 6, he said, throw your net on the right side of the boat and you will find some.
第六节说，耶稣说，你们把网撒在船的右边，你们就可以打着。
So we know that God's word is to bring us into a fullness of life, not to hinder.
我们知道神的话语是要带给我们更丰盛的生命，而不是要把我们的丰盛拿去。
If only we would believe and heed to what God is telling us.
只要我们留意神要跟我们所说的话。
And the difference this time was that the disciples heeded to Christ without talking back to him.
这一次这些门徒们真的留意了他们没有反问耶稣
And they truly yielded an incredible catch
他们真的就抓到了很多的鱼
And here we also hear Jesus calling out to the disciples In NIV it says friends
从耶稣对他们的称呼上我们可以看到在英文的版本里面讲是朋友但中文版本讲的是小子
And the Chinese translation might be closer because this term actually can refer to children.
中文的翻译可能是更加的精确, 因为这个用法指的是孩子。
And so Jesus was calling out to his disciples children, and it is an expression of fond intimacy.
所以耶稣把他们称为自己的孩子, 这是一个很亲密的关系。
And when by the time we come to John 21, we see a progression in the deepening of this intimacy between the disciples and Jesus.
我们在读到约翰福音21章的时候, 我们从耶稣对他门徒的称谓上就可以看到他们的关系的渐进的过程。
In John 15, he calls them friends.
约翰福音15章, 耶稣叫他的门徒们叫朋友。
John 20, my brothers.
20章讲到是弟兄,
and now John 21, children.
21章讲到是孩子,
there is a progressive deepening of that connection between Jesus and the disciples.
我看到他们之间的关系是一个渐渐加深的过程,
and this demonstrates that the love that Jesus has for the disciples is parallel or is representative of the love that the Heavenly Father has for these disciples.
我们可以看到耶稣跟这些门徒的关系真是那种爱真是就像慈父一样的爱
As Jesus has said in John 16
正如约翰福音16章所说的
No, the Father himself loves you because you have loved me and have believed that I came from God
父自己爱你们因为你们已经爱我又信我是从父出来的
So we see that Jesus lovingly provided for the disciples your livelihood
所以我们可以看到耶稣在爱中给他们的门徒提供实际的需要的供应
The incredible catch will fetch an incredible amount of money
这些抓到这些大鱼可以卖很多钱的
But Jesus is not only taking care of their finances He's also providing them food
耶稣不单只是解决他们经济上的问题 他还给他们提供食物
And we see that Jesus provided this provided food for them in a very hands-on three-step process
耶稣亲自下厨给他们,烹饪
Indeed, it's a very hands-on love
这是一个亲自动手的爱
So first, we see that Jesus came prepared to feed the weary disciples
所以我们看到耶稣来了是准备好了要喂这些劳累的门徒们
This is in verse 9
这第九节,
When they landed, they saw a fire burning coals there with fish on it and some bread
他们上来岸上的时候他们就看到有炭火在烧着而且上面有鱼有面包
We will not be surprised if it was a miracle that Jesus produced the fish and bread.
我们知道耶稣要得到这些鱼和饼可以通过 神迹来得到。
But before we are hooked on just the miraculous, we can also know that Jesus can be very intentional and have brought fish and bread.
但我们知道耶稣也可能是亲自的准备了这些鱼和饼来
But the main focus is that he came prepared and he was going to feed the disciples.
所以他是已经预备好的。
And then in verse 12, Jesus invited the weary disciples to eat.
在12节,耶稣就邀请这些门徒来吃。
Jesus said to them, come and have breakfast.
耶稣说,来吃早饭。
And a meal fellowship is something that is very important in terms of a Jewish community.
在这个犹太人的群体里面吃饭这代表的是很亲密的关系
Even for us Chinese, we can relate to that To be invited to a table by a host is something of an honor
我们中国人也可以有想到的同样的这样的一个背景 如果我们被人请去吃饭的话, 那是一个很高的荣誉
And so second step, Jesus invited the disciples
所以耶稣邀请这些门徒
But the third is when Jesus served the disciples
第三呢,就是耶稣亲自的去服侍这些门徒
In verse 13, Jesus came, took the bread and gave it to them and did the same with the fish
第十三节说,耶稣就拿饼和鱼给他们
Jesus is extremely consistent in his actions
耶稣的言行是非常的一致的
He had knelt down to wash the feet of the disciples
他曾经跪下来洗门徒的脚
And so there's nothing to stop him from again serving the weary disciples
And
this we see in the feeding of the 5,000 and the 4,000.
他曾经喂饱5000人、4000人。
We see the breaking in of bread in the Last Supper.
他在最后的晚餐的时候掰开这个饼分给他的门徒。
And again, we see the Father in Christ.
我们这是看到在耶稣里面看到这个慈父般的形象。
The Father who cares for the birds of the air and the flowers and grass of the field.
我们看到这个天父照看地上的花、天上的飞鸟。
And as Jesus had told the people that this is the Heavenly Father who knows the needs of His people.
所以我们知道，耶稣告诉这些门徒，天父知道他们一切的需要。
And right now, the weary disciples need to eat.
在这个时候，这些劳累的门徒们，他们需要吃饭。
So we see that Jesus lovingly provided for the disciples.
我们看到耶稣在爱中向这些门徒提供供应。
And at the same time, He continues to reveal Himself to the disciples.
同时呢，不断地向这些门徒们显现。
And we know that this is repeated, repeated revelation.
我们知道这是不断地重复的显现。
Because in verse 1, we are told that Jesus appeared again to the disciples.
第一节我们看到耶稣再次向门徒显现。
And in verse 14, we are told that this is the third time that Jesus has appeared to His disciples after He has been risen from the dead.
第十四节告诉我们说，这是他复活以后第三次向门徒显现。
This is as if giving the disciples this assurance that indeed Jesus is alive.
这就正如是要告诉这些门徒们，让他们有信心，耶稣确实是活着的。
And He revealed by His words.
他也通过他的工作来显示他自己。
The miracle and the provision tells the disciples that it is me, it is Jesus, the Lord you have been with for the last 3 years.
耶稣所做的这一切也提醒这些门徒们，确实他就是那位复活的主。
And we could see that John had that insight, and the moment the miracle happened, he could recognize that this has happened before.
所以彼得一看到耶稣所做的事情，他就想到这件事情是耶稣曾经做过的。
And so John called out, "It is the Lord."
所以约翰就说是主。
And there is amazing that Jesus had no harsh words for these disciples.
我们感到很惊讶的是，耶稣并没有责备这些门徒。
It's not about the denial or the betrayal.
这已经与彼得的否认耶稣已经没有关系了。
But that they still did not realize that it was the Lord.
他们已经意识到这是耶稣基督。
Then Jesus did not put in any subtle hints about a recent not so glorious past.
基督并没有暗示他们过去所犯过的错误。
As we read through verses 1 to 14,
当我们读第一到第十四节的时候,
there's actually a sense of tranquility and seriousness about the meeting.
我看到他们相遇的时候是有那种平静，有那种庄严。
But then it is also as if it's a family simply enjoying a time together, even in silence.
也好像是一个大家庭聚集在一起，虽然是很平静。
And this is as if Jesus, together with the disciples, they are moving into a new chapter.
这正如耶稣跟他的门徒一起，他们要进入到一个新的篇章里面。
The old has gone, the new has come.
旧事已过，一切都变成新的了。
And so John 21 is more commonly known for the attention on Simon Peter.
约翰福音21章，大家都知道，这是众所周知的，那个重点好像是在彼得身上。
Yet for the first half of John 21,
但是从约翰福音21章的前半段,
we see that Jesus cares intimately for all seven disciples who are present.
耶稣跟这七位的门徒都是有相当亲密的关系的。
He did not only come for Peter,
他不只是为彼得而来,
but also for the other six,
也为其他的六位,
Thomas,
多马,
Nathaniel,
拿但业,
John,
约翰,
James,
雅各,
then there were the other two unnamed disciples,
还有两个没有记载名字的门徒。
And so 2,000 years later, we can still believe that Jesus will continue to reveal Himself lovingly to us.
所以在2000年以后，我们仍然可以深信耶稣继续会向我们显现。
And will continue to provide for what we need lovingly.
他会继续在爱中给我们提供我们的需要。
Not just in terms of material needs, but spiritual needs.
并不只是物质上的需要，而是我们灵魂上的需要。
As we continue to learn more about Him through Scripture,
我们不断地在经文里面对他有更多的学习的话,
as we continue to converse with Him in prayer and praise,
我们不断在敬拜当中，在祷告当中与他对话。
As we put into practice what He had taught us,
我们不断地把他所教导我们的放在实际生活当中。
We will get to know Jesus more,
我们会认识他更多。
And we will be provided for lovingly, Indeed, in Christ,
确实的, 在基督里,
it is well with my soul.
我心灵得安宁。
And as we will next see, in Christ, it is well with Peter's soul.
我们可以看到在基督里, 彼得的心灵得安宁。
Jesus reached out to Peter and restored him lovingly.
耶稣寻找, 彼得, 并且兼顾他。
The setting of this restoration is in fact quite intriguing.
在这个场景之下,
First, we see that Peter actually has initial response to the Lord.
我们看到彼得是对主是有怎么样的一个最初的反应。
He in fact prepared himself to meet the Lord that he denied.
他也预备了，准预备自己来接受这位他曾经拒绝过的主。
In verse 7, we are told that in the moment that he heard it is the Lord, he wrapped his outer garment around him and jumped into the water.
第七节告诉我们，那时西门彼得赤着身子，一听见是主，就束上外衣，跳在海里。
There was this certain sense of urgency.
他有这种紧迫感。
And because he was fishing all night,
因为他整晚打鱼,
we're told that in this description that he was actually dressed very little.
我们可以看到他没有穿多少的衣服。
And it would not have been appropriate to meet Jesus unless he was properly dressed.
他觉得这样来面对耶稣是不合适的。
Because in the Jewish custom, in the religious meeting of two people, you have to be properly robed.
根据犹太人的这种传统, 如果两个人在宗教的场合见面的话, 你应该是, 穿着得体的。
And so even though with the outer garment and as he goes swishing about in the sea, it's very difficult to move forward, he is getting himself ready to meet his Lord.
虽然他穿着这个外衣在水里面是很难前进的, 但是他还是要, 做好准备, 穿上这个外衣来见耶稣。
And after that, it's interesting that this time Peter listened to the Lord that he disagreed with.
这一次他就认真地聆听耶稣了。
If you look at verse 10 and 11, Jesus said to them, "Bring some of your fish you have just caught. Who is it who climbed in and dragged the fish out?" It was Simon Peter.
耶稣在第十节说，耶稣对他们说，把你刚才打的鱼拿几条来，这些鱼就是西门彼得打上来的，拉上来的鱼。
And there's another detail that tells us that this is where Jesus will bring a full redemption to Peter.
还有另外一个细节就告诉我们，耶稣会完全的救赎这位, 彼得。
We know that there is a fire of burning coals.
我们看到了有一个炭火在那里。
This description only appeared twice in the Gospel of John.
这个炭火在约翰福音里面只讲到了两次。
The first time it appeared was during the night of denial.
第一次出现炭火是彼得否认耶稣的那一天晚上。
Was when Jesus was put on trial and Peter denied Jesus three times.
当耶稣被拷问的时候，彼得否认耶稣三次。
So where he fell, Jesus is going to lift him up and help him move forward.
所以他在什么场景之下会想到耶稣会抬举他，会 造就他呢？
So and by this fire of burning coals, Jesus is now going to ask Peter about his love for him.
所以在这个同样的炭火之下，在那个场景之下，耶稣会问彼得他是不是爱他。
We see that we're going from a night of denial into a day of restoration.
所以我们可以看到一个否认之夜一直到这个坚固之日的这样的一个过程。
And so comes a very familiar passage to Christians who've been in the church for a while.
所以对基督徒来讲，我们在这个信仰里面已经有一段时间的人来讲，我们对这一段的经文是非常的熟悉了。
And it's one of those stories that really grip our hearts because Jesus is asking Peter, "Do you love me?"
这个是耶稣问彼得，你爱我吗？ 这个是一个 很生动的这样的一个故事。
And really the purpose of Jesus asking Peter all these three do you love me three times is to give Peter a second chance to live out a proclamation that he has made.
所以耶稣问彼得三次你爱我吗? 其实是给彼得一个机会, 让他能够实践他自己的诺言。
Because in Matthew is recorded, Peter replied, "Even if all fall away on account of you, I never will."
因为在马太福音的时候, 彼得曾经说, 虽然众人都为你的缘故跌倒，我却永不跌倒。
And so to ask him three times, "Do you love me?" is to restore him from his three denials of Jesus Christ.
所以询问他三次你爱我吗？是要兼顾他，因为他三次 否认主。
And so we see that Jesus, there is a structure to the way that Jesus asked Peter.
我们看到 耶稣的问法是有一定的结构的。
First, he did a very comparative form of questioning.
首先他是做一个用一个对比来询问这个问题。
Do you love me more than these?
你比爱我比爱这些更深吗？
There's a lot of debate on what these are.
对于这个这些有很多的不同的说法。
And in, from the immediate context, we could at least derive two possibilities.
从这个上下文我们可以看到至少有两种可能性
and it could be both of it
也可能是两种可能性都有
so one would be the livelihood and the comforts of life I mean they've just caught a lot of fish
一个就是他们的生计还有他们生活里面的一切的舒适
and the second would be the brothers the community that is surrounding Peter
另外一个呢就是他周围的人
and so Jesus is asking how do I, Jesus compare to these things or these people for you, Peter?
所以彼得耶稣在问彼得说彼得对你来说我意味着什么跟这些你身边的东西和你身边的人相对比我意味着
Am I worth more?
我有更高的地位吗
Am I valued more by you?
我有更高的价值吗
And in terms of asking for value it comes to our understanding of worship
当我们讲到这个地位这个价值的时候就带到了这个敬拜的问题
Because the word worship began really in terms of how much is something worth
当我们要敬拜一个东西的时候我们是在告诉这个东西它值多少价值
And so the more value we have put on Jesus the more worship that we've given to Jesus
对我们来说如果基督的价值越高它在我们心中的地位就越高
And so here Jesus is asking what is my worthiness?Compared to these things that are good, but that you should love less when compared to me.
这里耶稣就告诉彼得说，对于这些东西来说，我的地位在哪里？
We are not to love things less, but to love God more than anything else.
我们不是说要不爱那些东西，而是要爱神更多。
This is said by a pastor who wrote a book, Walking Through Pain and Suffering, that is very helpful for anyone.In pain and suffering.
这是一位牧师他写的这本书叫《走过痛苦和患难》里面所讲到的。
And perhaps analogy is to go back to a climax in the animation Frozen.
作为一个解释，我想可以看这个电影《冰雪奇缘》里面的一个情节。
So right at the end, the younger sister Anna had to choose between Elsa and Kristoff. Kristoff is the love interest.And Elsa is the older sister.
在这个电影最后的时候，讲到这个妹妹安娜，她要做出选择，她要选择她的姐姐呢，还是要选择她的男朋友
？Kristoff was coming for her.
这个克里斯托弗就是她男朋友，要来找她。
And she needed the kiss of true love.
她需要这个真爱的这个亲吻，才能够打开这个咒诅。
But Elsa was in danger.
但是她的姐姐是在危险当中。
Without that kind of crisis.Pretty sure Anna would say, yes, I love Elsa, and yes, I love Kristoff.
没有这样的一个患难，或许他会两个都选上。
But when Kristoff and Elsa are put side by side,
当他把两个人放在同等地位上的时候
Anna has to choose the one that has a higher value.
这个安娜就必须要选择一个有更有价值的这样的一个。
It is not to say that she doesn't love Kristoff.
并不是说她不爱这个克里斯托弗
But the love for Elsa will triumph.
但是他对这个艾莎他姐姐的爱是更加的真挚
And so again, it shows the importance of the objects of comparisons.
所以我们看到当你把两个物体就是放在一起对比的时候你就会做出一个选择
In the second and the third question, Jesus is asking Peter about the absolute love.
那在第二个第三个问题呢耶稣也再次的问到彼得是不是爱他
It's no longer comparing
不再做比较了
The attention is on Jesus himself Do you love me?
那个重点是在耶稣身上你爱我吗
And this is for Peter to acknowledge that there is value of Jesus without the need of comparison
这就是给彼得这样的一个机会就是爱耶稣不需要跟任何其他东西相比
And so we appreciate sunny days without a need to refer back to rainy days
所以我们很感谢有阳光明媚的日子我们不需要想起有这个下雨的日子
We appreciate Jesus for Jesus
我们因为耶稣而感谢他
And we have to note that Jesus is asking this string of questions not to fish for a self-esteem boost
耶稣问彼得这些问题，并不是说要增强自己的自尊心。
It's not to drop a hint to say, how do you think of my writing?
并不是说就要问别人说，哎，你觉得我写的文章怎么样啊？
Hoping that someone would say, "Oh, it was well done," and you feel great about yourself.
所以我们就想着别人会说，会表扬我们说，写得很好啊，所以我们就对自己的自我感觉良好。
Jesus was asking these three questions for Peter himself to know that truly how worthy does he esteem Jesus.
耶稣问彼得这三个问题是要让彼得知道。耶稣在他心目中的地位。
We have to know that Jesus is perfectly secure in who he is and the love that the Father has for him.
我们知道耶稣，他知道耶稣天父是如何的爱他，他是不需要有其他的事情来作为他的安全感的。
So again, he's not trying to have man's affirmation of him.
所以他是要对彼得有这样的一个身份的确认。
But it's to instruct Peter and guide him along so that he is in true love for the Christ.
同时也告诉彼得说他是在主的爱里面。
And we see that Jesus will reinstate Peter.
所以我们看到耶稣对彼得身份的一个重新的确认。
As Peter continues to answer, "Yes, I love you."
当彼得不断地回答说我爱你的时候，
We see that Jesus tells him, "Feed my lambs."
耶稣告诉他说去喂养我的羊。
The second time Jesus says, "Take care of my sheep."
喂养我的小羊。
And the third time it says,Feed my sheep.
最后说喂养我的羊。
We see that Jesus is recognizing Peter as a leader.
我们看到耶稣知道彼得是一个领头人。
He is to become a shepherd under the authority of the big shepherd.
他是在大牧人的权柄之下要成为一个牧羊人。
And he is recognizing Peter to be the one who will lead the brothers in continuing his work on earth.
他看到彼得将会带领他的弟兄继续完成在世上的使命。
It's very clear that the sheep still belongs to Jesus.
我们很清楚地看到这些羊是属于耶稣基督的。
Because it is my lambs.
耶稣说这是我的羊。
Jesus is still the owner and we are the caretakers.
耶稣是拥有者，我们是照看者。
And yet we see that Jesus increases the weight of the duty with each question.
耶稣在每一个问题当中都不断地增加这个责任。
Every time Peter answers, "Yes, I love you," Jesus ups the scale of the scope of work.
每次彼得说我爱你的时候，耶稣就给他一个更重的任务。
It goes from just feeding, which is one task.
一开始是从喂养。
And then it goes into taking care of, which describes the entire scope of the shepherding work.
然后就讲说要牧养，其实这就是一个牧羊人的一个全体的责任。
And Jesus goes from a lamb to a young sheep.To the entire herd.
耶稣从一个小羊
flock, sorry.
从一个羊到小羊，然后到这个全体的羊，就整群的羊。
And so we see this increasing weight of the commission that Jesus gives as Peter comes more and more affirms his love for Jesus.
彼得在不断地表达他对耶稣的爱的时候，耶稣给他的任务也在不断地加重。
And This threefold commission is a clear sign of the trust that Jesus has on Peter.
这展示了耶稣对彼得的信任。
And it's another recognition that God's love remains with this disciple.
这也让我们看到耶稣的爱在门徒当中。
And for Peter, who carries with him that shame of denying Christ,
彼得曾经有否认主的这样的一个羞耻的过去。
He was able to write later in 1 Peter, "Above all, love each other deeply." Because love covers over a multitude of sins.
正是这个彼得在彼得前书里面讲到说，最要紧的是彼此切实相爱，因为爱能遮掩许多的罪。
And so Peter was now on the mend by the loving restoration of his Lord Jesus.
所以现在彼得与基督的关系就已经修复了。
He has this second chance at being a disciple of Jesus.
他得到了成为耶稣的门徒的第二次的机会。
And now being assured of his true affection toward Jesus and being entrusted with the responsibility,
在他的身份得到了确认之后呢，他也得到了耶稣给他分配的任务。
Jesus has now restored Peter and is now calling on Peter to follow him.
所以现在耶稣已经兼顾了彼得，并且呼召彼得来跟随他。
So in verses 18 to 19, we hear of Jesus' loving call for Peter to follow.
所以在第十八到十九节，我们看到了耶稣在爱中呼召彼得来跟随他。
This is a call to glorify God even in death.
这个是一个荣耀神的呼召，至死不渝的呼召。
So we will ask, how might it be even loving if death is involved?
这里我们讲到，既然讲到死，那怎么还能谈得上爱呢？
Well, it's loving in at least three ways.
这是爱，至少从三个方面可以体现。
And again, we understand love from a godly perspective because the world will tell us that love is in a different manner.
我们这里讲到的爱是从神的眼光下的爱，而不是世界告诉我们的爱。
So, it's loving because Peter will not be made a liar forever.
这是讲到爱，为什么呢？是因为耶稣不让彼得成为一个说谎的人。
In John chapter 13,
在约翰福音十三章
Simon Peter asked Jesus, Where are you going?
西门彼得问耶稣说你要去哪
And Jesus replied, Where I'm going, you cannot follow now, but you will follow later.
耶稣就说我现在要去的地方你现在不能去但是以后你将会去
And in verse 37, Peter said, Lord, why can't I follow you now? I will lay down my life for you.
第三十七节彼得说为什么我现在不能跟你去呢我要为你舍命
Well, his first test ended in failure with three denials.
他的第一个试验就失败了，因为他三次否认主。
But Jesus will not have Peter live in the lie for his entire life, so he calls again, "Follow me."
所以耶稣再次的呼召他，他不让彼得永远的生活在这个羞耻当中。
The time has come for Peter to stay true to his proclamation to his Lord.
这就是让彼得有一个机会来实践他的诺言。
And it is loving because.Jesus did not withhold any truth from Peter.
这是爱的另外一个展示呢，就是耶稣不向彼得隐瞒任何的真相。
I tell you the truth.
他说我实实在在的告诉你。
This is John's way of telling us that this is something that is very true and we need to take note of.
当约翰说我实实在在告诉你的时候，这就是一个很重要的一件事情。
And in verse 19, John let us know that Jesus said this to indicate the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God.
在十九节我们看到耶稣这样说是指彼得将要怎么样死而说的。
So it's not one of those follow me and halfway through say, oh, by the way, you're going to die.
不是说你现在来跟从我吧，然后再告诉你说哦，你跟从我就会死的。
You see the flip-flop in sequence. You're going to die. Follow me.
所以耶稣先告诉他说你将会死，你来跟随我。
And the third is loving because Peter will glorify God.
在这个当中是爱的第三个方面，就是彼得会荣耀神。
In verse 18, we are told of the way that the manner of by which Peter would die.
在十八节告诉我们彼得将要怎么样死。
He is to stretch out his hands.
他要伸出他的手。
And so that's an idiom to say that he's going to be crucified.
这就是说他要被钉十字架。
And where you do not want to go is the unnatural death that he will face.
别人要把他带到他不愿意去的地方，就是表示他要面对他的死亡。
Death is where we tend not to want to go.
因为死是我们不愿意去的地方。
Much more an unnatural death.
更不用说是一个不自然的这样的一个处死。
But then through this submission to the fact that his life will end with crucifixion, says that he is submitted to whatever direction his life will be under God.
所以即使是前面有被钉十字架在危险他仍然愿意去的话表示了他对神的完全的顺服
and this is the exact same as Jesus' obedience to God and in that obedience Jesus glorified God
这正如耶稣他服从神顺服神死在十字架上从此也荣耀了神
in the words the phrase follow me is in fact a command to take up my example Jesus' exampleAnd it is not just to invite him, but to say you have to do this.
这个跟从我不单只是一个，不是只是一个邀请，而是一个命令，就是说你来学我的样式，来跟从我。
As in Luke chapter 14, and anyone who does not carry his cross and follow me cannot be my disciple.
路加福音十四章说，凡不背着自己十字架跟从我的，也不能做我的门徒。
And Peter would say, Dear friends, do not be surprised at the painful trial you are suffering as though something strange were happening to you, but rejoice that you participate in the sufferings of Christ so that you may be overjoyed when His glory is revealed.
彼得自己也说，亲爱的弟兄啊，有火炼的试验临到你们，不要以为奇怪，倒要欢喜，因为你们是与基督一同受苦，使你们在他的荣耀里显现的时候可以欢喜快乐。
And now we see why it is so important that Peter has to first affirm his love for Christ before Christ can give out the command, come follow me.
所以我们可以看到这里一个 次序的重要性。彼得先要向耶稣承认他的爱，展示他的爱，然后耶稣才邀请他来跟随他。
Because in that threefold questioning of Peter, Peter was broken.
在被问到三个问题的时候，彼得真的破碎了。
And only when he has fully grabbed hold of his a love or acknowledged that he has a love for Christ, will he be able to face what is to come in his life.
只有他真正意识到他是那么的爱耶稣的时候，他才能够面对将来的这样的一个遭遇。
Because now he has acknowledged that Jesus is worth it.
因为他现在已经承认耶稣是值得他去为他死的。
We see that the questioning that Jesus had for Peter really humbled this brash disciple.
我们看到耶稣的三个问题真是让这个性急的这个门徒得到了这个谦卑。
Because Peter has disagreed with Jesus, essentially saying, "Now you don't know me. I will not deny you as you said I would."
因为彼得曾经对耶稣说 你对我真是不了解，我不会拒绝你的，我不会否认你的。但是他真的去否认了耶稣。
So in chapter 21 when we read, oh, Peter was heard, it sounds like, oh, it's because Jesus didn't trust him, so I'm heard.
当我们在约翰福音21章里面看到彼得说他忧愁的时候，我们可能会觉得因为他觉得耶稣不信任他，所以他很忧愁。
But in fact, he was, the word heard is he was grieved because he nowknow that he has to face up first to his own weakness.
但是这里讲到的这个忧愁实际上是讲到他要面对自己的这个软弱。
It's not that Jesus didn't trust him, but Peter needs to know himself better.
不是说耶稣不信任他，而是彼得要更清楚地了解他自己。
It took the third question, the third time of asking, "Do you love me?" for Peter to finally acknowledge to say, "Oh, this is what you're asking about."
直到耶稣追问他到第三个问题的时候，第三次问他爱不爱他的时候，彼得才真正意识到原来你是要我做什么。
Because the first two times it's like, "Do you love me? Sure. Do you love me? Sure. Do you love me? Oh, I've denied you three times."
因为头两次耶稣问他你爱我吗，你爱我吗，他说对我爱你我爱你，好像是有点打发掉。直到第三次的时候他才想到原来我已经否认了耶稣三次。
So unless the disciple can affirm that Jesus is the treasure of the heart,
所以直到这些门徒们能够意识到耶稣是他们生命中的珍宝，
it's hard to say we will give up all things to follow him.
这个珍宝是值得我们放弃所有来跟随的。
But where the treasure is, there the heart will be also.
因为我们的财富在哪里，我们的心思就在哪里。
And we come to one last step of following Jesus.
这就让我们来到了跟随耶稣的最后一步。
You acknowledge the love.
我们先向耶稣展示我们的爱。
You follow.
我们跟随耶稣。
But in that following, there has to be a full submission to the sovereignty of God.
但在这个跟随的过程当中，我们必须降服于神的主权之下。
And so in verses 20 to 23, we see that.
所以我们从20到23节里面看到这一点。
We see that Peter asked,Jesus, when he saw John, "Lord, what about him?" It's a natural curiosity.
所以我们看到彼得看到约翰的时候就说，主啊，这人将来如何？这是一个很自然的一个好奇心。
I'm going to be crucified. Is he?
我要被钉十字架，那他呢？
Somehow in our human instincts, we tend to need to know how others are doing to ensure our own well-being.
在我们的人的本性里面，我们是很想知道别人的结果会怎么样，来好像得到自己有一个印证。
And Jesus has an amazing answer.
耶稣有一个很奇妙的一个回答。
If I want him to remain alive until I return, what is that to you? You must follow me.
我要他等到我来的时候与你何干，你跟从我吧。
First, Jesus has his sovereign will.
我们看到耶稣有他的主权的意志。
He could keep John alive even till this day.
他可以让约翰一直活到今天。
But that is not our main focus.
但这不是我们所要看重的。
That should not be Peter's main focus.
这不应当是彼得的着重点。
Because Peter also has a personal relationship to Jesus.
因为彼得与耶稣有一个个人的关系。
And God has a particular plan for each and every of his disciples.
神对每一位门徒都有不同的计划。
Some are out in the front lines in the hard mission fields.
有些人是在前线，在使命的最前线。
Some has been given the charm to raise funds for these missionaries.
有些人呢，就是去为这些传教士们来筹集资金。
Some people can sit in Starbucks and write books to inspire people to raise funds for these missionaries.
有些人可以坐在咖啡店里面写书、写文章来。来激励其他人来奉献给这些宣教士们。
All things work together for the good.
万事互相效力。
For those who love God and are called for His purpose.
为了让那些爱主的人得益处。
So Jesus says, "What is that to you? You must follow me."
耶稣对彼得说，对你来说是什么呢？你来跟随我。
This is not a call for us to be individualistic.
这并不是说一个强调一个个人主义。
For we are still a body.
我们仍然是一个身体。
But just as the analogy of the body is, it is for the eye to do what the eye is to do.
正如眼睛要做眼睛所做的事情。
And it's not to look at the feet and say, "Huh, I wonder if I could walk."
而不是看着脚说，哎，我也想走路啊。
And so there is equality, and the equality is in glorifying God.
所以这里是有平等的，而是在荣耀神上面，人人都是平等的。
John will glorify God without the martyr's death.
约翰可以荣耀神，虽然他没有像殉道士一样死去。
Peter will glorify God through the cross.
那彼得呢？可以通过十字架来荣耀神。
And we also see that there is this danger of misunderstanding what the Lord says.
这里我们也看到了，这个对神的话的误解呢，也是很危险的。
John has to intentionally clarify Jesus did not say that; he only said this.
约翰就特意的要澄清。耶稣说了什么？没有说什么。
Because apparently a rumor was going around to say that John's not going to die.
因为当时就有这样的一个谣言说约翰将不会死。
And they miss out on a very important but very small word, if.
他们没有看到这个假如。
And so all they heard, apparently the rumor went around is Jesus said he wants him to live or remain until I return.
所以当时的谣言就是说，约翰将永远活着，直到耶稣再来。
Not hearing or understanding the Lord's words correctly will lead to unnecessary speculation, which then can create either false hope or false panic.
所以对神的话语了解的不全的话，就会让我们产生幻觉或者是无谓的这种恐慌。
And this good understanding is so important because it impacts the community. We see that this rumor is spreading.Among the brothers,
我们看到这些谣言在这弟兄们当中谣传，所以我们知道完全正确的了解神的话语是非常重要的。
And so John 21 tells us we need to follow the love who loves.
所以约翰福音二十一章告诉我们，我们要跟随那爱我们的那个爱。
Jesus not only provides for the disciples, he restores all his disciples.
耶稣不但只是提供给这些门徒生活上的供应。他也兼顾他们。
We are not only provided and restored to live well.
耶稣不是让他们能够活得更好。
But we are to live for God. We are to follow Christ.
而是让我们能够为神而活，跟随耶稣。
And so, dear brothers and sisters, let us follow Jesus.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，让我们来跟随耶稣。
The cross is proof that He loves us and that God loves us.
十字架就是一个明证，他爱我们。
Christ did die for our sins and paid for our debt with his blood.
耶稣为我们的罪死了，他为我们的罪过用他的血来洗净了我们的污秽。
And the resurrection is proof that we have hope in God.
他的复活告诉我们，我们在他里面有盼望。
He who has the power to raise Christ from the dead will also keep us alive in his glory forever.
那让耶稣从死里复活的这样的一位神，也能够让我们在主里面，在荣耀里面活着。
In John 21, we see who Jesus is.
约翰福音二十一章让我们看到耶稣是谁。
A Lord who lovingly reveals Himself to the disciples.
一个这样的一个主是在爱中向他的门徒显现的主。
Calls them children.
呼召他们，称呼他们为孩子。
And provides for them.
为他们提供供应。
He is a Lord who lovingly restores and reinstates his disciple.
他是这样一位主，他在爱中兼顾他的门徒。
He is the Lord who entrusted Peter with the task of taking care of God's people and glorifying God.
他也给予彼得这样的一个信任来做他的羊的牧人。
Indeed, Jesus is the shepherd who for his namesake guides the sheep in paths of righteousness.
我们知道耶稣真是他这样的因为这样的牧者，他带领他的群羊。
In Jesus, we shall not be in want, and we will lie down, in green pastures, and be beside still waters.
在他里面，我们不致缺乏，我们会躺卧在青草地上。
Jesus will be with us and comfort us with his rod and staff, and we will fear no evil even as we walk through the valley of the shadow of death.
基督会与我们同在, 他的杖, 他的竿都安慰我, 他与我们同在行过死荫的幽谷。
Jesus is the one who prepares a table before us in the presence of our enemies and anoints our heads with oil and overflows our cups.
耶稣是可以在我们的敌人面前为我们摆设筵席, 他会用油膏我们的头使我们福杯满溢。
Jesus is why goodness and love will surely follow us all the days of our lives.
耶稣基督就是让我们一生一世有恩惠慈爱伴着我们。
And by Jesus and his suffering on the cross and the glory of his resurrection,
因为耶稣的受苦, 他的死, 他的复活,
as his disciples, as God's people,
我们作为他的门徒,
we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
我们要住在耶和华的殿中直到永远。
So let us be passionate about our study of Scripture.
所以让我们保持学习神的话语的这种热情。
For as John said, I wrote this so that you may believe and have life in his name.
约翰就说,我写这些话语就是让你们能够相信,让你们有生命。
May we learn and may we come to love God.
让我们一同学习,一同来到神的面前。
And as we walk with Christ as his disciples, let us examine ourselves with the piercing questions that Jesus asked Peter.
当我们与神同行的时候,我们也来问自己这些尖锐的问题。
Do I truly love Jesus more than these?
我们真的爱耶稣比爱这些更多吗?
Do I truly love Jesus?
我们真的爱耶稣吗?
Do I love Jesus?
我真的爱耶稣吗?
It is very easy to retort back to the answers that we know is right.
那容易就让我们回到一个我们知道是对的问题上面。
It's like a person if asked, would you mess up someone's home if you're invited as a guest?
如果有人问你说,你被邀请到别人家里,你会在别人家里闹这个天翻地覆吗?
Unlikely you'll hear, yes, that's my task of my life.
你或许不会说我会的。
You probably hear, no, of course not.
你大概会听到说我不会的,我绝对不会的。
But then in reality, sometimes there's a disconnect between the answer and the actual practice.
但在实际生活当中,我们的答案跟我们的所作所为可能是有一定的差距的。
And so we need to continue to examine ourselves and say, do we truly mean it when we say we want to believe in Jesus Christ?
所以不断地要反思这样的一个问题,我们真的爱耶稣吗?
And recently a sister shared this, she said, I think we do know that we love Jesus.
最近有一个姐妹她说,我们确实知道我们爱耶稣。
But yet there are all these daily distractions and attractions.
但是这个生活当中实在是太多的这种缠绕让我们分心。
And so hopefully we will gird our discipleship with Jesus' questions. Do we love Jesus more than these?
所以希望我们都能够增强这样的信心,我们爱耶稣比所有的东西都要多。
Do we love Jesus?
我们爱耶稣吗?
And then let us heed to our Lord's call and follow him.
让我们留意耶稣的呼召,让我们一同来跟随他。
And let us take a few moments now to be in a moment of silence.
让我们安静几分钟。
As we prepare ourselves for the Holy Communion.
让我们来预备我们的心,来预备这个圣餐。
And bring ourselves into remembrance that we have a Lord who did break his body and shed his blood for us.
让我们被提醒,我们有一位为我们身体剥开的 血为我们流的这样的主。
And this morning as we eat of the bread and drink of the cup,
现在我们领这个杯跟饼的时候,
remember the Lord who has lovingly called us to follow him.
让我们一同来纪念耶稣在爱里面呼召我们。